Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we bow down before you and so grateful for your faithfulness. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for purchasing through your blood the access that you've given each of us, that the veil was rent from top to bottom. The price has been paid, and you've exhorted us to come boldly to the throne of grace with a true heart and full assurance of faith. And so here we are this morning, Lord, and as we look at your word, may we see the truth revealed, and then may we observe it to do it, Lord, as you would show us what we need to do, Lord, and what we need not to do. And so guide us now in this time. Thank you for each one that are here and anyone else on their way. Bring them here safely, Lord, and we pray for those who aren't here as well. So lead us now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Self-righteousness. Anybody familiar with self-righteousness? Well, we have this well-known incident here. Today it's in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, where we have two men going up to, it says pray. However, I think only one of them was going up to pray. The other one was going up to boast, right? But we have the highest ranking on the religious totem pole at that time, a Pharisee, going up to pray. And we have the lowest ranking one going up, which was a tax collector. And so Jesus is using it. This is a parable, but he's using it basically to demonstrate that we need to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord. Humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift us up, right? So let's begin by singing this familiar little short song. Really not very many words. It's on the back. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord. But let's sing it with meaning and understanding as it would apply to ourselves.
Higher and higher, and he shall lift you up. Up into heaven.
Well, in Luke 18, verse 9, Jesus is continuing to speak to his disciples. He has just told them about the importance of persistence in prayer in the parable of the persistent widow. And now he speaks this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. So notice what is happening there. When we become trusting in ourselves, when we become self-righteous, we start to elevate ourselves and we hate everybody else who's not as righteous as we are. That's what it says here. They trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. So here's the story. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. So he's taking the opposite ends, and he's really speaking now about the tragedy, really, of the wicked religious rulers who are all into ritualism and all into prideful showing off, and they only pray basically to be seen. They're eloquent in their prayers. They're fastidious in their conduct. They run to the temple and they leave very slowly and quietly, looking very holy. They make sure they're at least 4 cubits from anybody else. They want to stand apart. And here they are. There are two basic ways they're supposed to stand. They're either supposed to stand or they're supposed to look down, either one. And they have all of these rules and regulations that they want to keep, but they basically want to show off how righteous they are. And so here in verse 11, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus. I love this. What? To God? No, he prayed with himself. Now, do you ever pray with yourself? You may laugh, but I do it sometimes, I'm sorry to say. Now, God, I thank you that I'm not like other men. Now, if he would have just said, God, I thank you that I'm not like other unbelievers. I mean, I think I'm thankful to the Lord that I'm not an unbeliever anymore. But this is a different context here. This other, this means others like myself. I'm better than everybody around me. I'm thankful I'm not like everybody around me. Why, there's extortioners, there's unjust, there's adulterers, and even this tax collector, and we all know how terrible tax collectors are. Of course, they were despised in that culture because they represented Rome, and everybody hated Rome. And to make matters even worse, they were given a quota by Rome, but whatever they could collect over that amount, they pocketed, so they were corrupt too. No wonder that people hated them. And that was always kind of a catch-all term, a publican or a tax collector, meaning that's kind of the lowest end that you could get. You couldn't get lower than a tax collector. So here's the highest and the lowest coming to pray. And of course, we already see one says he's praying with himself, which is not a prayer at all. God, I thank you. I'm not like other men. That's just boasting. Do you ever boast in your prayers? Do you ever feel a little smugness in your prayers? Particularly when you think of some despicable characters, maybe world leaders that, maybe presidential candidates, maybe, and, oh, I wish they were like I was, you know. I wish they were godly like I am. You probably don't, but make sure you don't. But now the Pharisee continues on. I fast twice a week. Now, under the law, they were only required to fast one day a year, and that was on the Day of Atonement. But the tradition was that Moses went up to receive the law on Tuesday and came back with the law on Friday. And so because of that, they would fast twice a week, Tuesday and Friday. But their fasting was always to be visible. Typically, you would see them on Fridays and Tuesdays, wrinkled clothes, unkept hair, and looking so sad and so, oh, I've been fasting, I've been fasting. Can't you see I've been fasting? That's what they were doing, twice a week. I give tithes of all I possess. They even went out in their little gardens and would take the spices and all, and they would make sure they had a tenth. Now, it's kind of interesting, this word, I give tithes, that word can also be translated pay. I pay tithes. I think it's really probably a better translation in this context. They're not really giving anything. They're paying a tithe to be seen so they can say, I pay my tithes. Yeah, oh, I'm so righteous. I'm just so righteous. I fast twice a week. I pay tithes of all that I possess. Now the contrast. And the tax collector standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven. But he beat on his breast, and that is a continuing beating. Just beating on his breast, that was done at that time, and we can understand it. They're basically like beating on your heart, which basically is the fountain of sin and the fountain of not good things that come out. He's just beating on his breast, just beating on his heart. Lord, I'm just a sinner. He says, now here is a prayer. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And that prayer is absolutely the same prayer for all time. That's the prayer for you and for me, is it not? If you're praying, God, be good to me because I'm so good, that's not the way we want to pray. Grace, giving us what we don't deserve, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. So then here's the punchline, really, Jesus saying, I tell you, this publican, this man, went down to his house justified rather than the other. So on one hand, self-righteousness, doing all the right religious things, zero. The other hand, no self-righteousness, but just coming humbly and crying out for God's mercy is justified, is what this says. And then the parable, you know, that's throwing alongside a story which everybody can relate to, a spiritual truth which is much harder to grasp, right? Para means aside, bole means to throw, so you throw alongside a parable. And so Jesus here is throwing alongside this story which everybody can understand with the Pharisees and the publicans, throwing alongside the spiritual truth of everybody who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So you see that picture there, you see that's the issue. We need to humble ourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift us up. And the story that we can really see in our eyes is this prideful Pharisee and his self-righteousness versus the lowly tax collector. Father, we thank you for your word, and Lord, it speaks to all of us always, and forgive us, Lord. Forgive me for my pridefulness and my self-righteousness. And I know your word says it is as filthy rags in your sight. So, Lord, we want to come this morning crying out for mercy. We want to cry out, we don't deserve anything but your wrath. But, Lord, you're so merciful, and you do tell us to assemble ourselves together. You do tell us to come boldly to the throne of grace. And here we are to pray this morning. And so, Lord, lead us and guide us by your Spirit now as we would bow down to you, as we would acknowledge you. And we come not in great faith on our part, but we come in your great faithfulness. And, Lord, we just cry out to you, Lord, yes, indeed, be merciful to us as sinners. And Lord, we want to pray, especially for those who do not know you yet. And we want to pray for the body of Christ. We want to pray for the government leaders, the corrupt leaders in this world. We want to pray for those who do not have the fear of you in their eyes yet. And as you lead us to pray, Lord, as you lead us to pray by your Spirit, may we respond to that leading, Lord. And may we be in one accord as only one Spirit. So whenever anybody prays in accordance with the Spirit, we all agree. So lead us now, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Teach us to pray and lead us in prayer. Amen.